say, baby, won't you please come home? Hurry, hurry, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come on home? 'Cause your loving daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through, and I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear you say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind rebel. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, huh. Now, you, it's your imagination trying to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. And I give it up away just so I could say that. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. When I tried to keep myself together after all the opportunities, I tried to stay true to you and try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Pegasus Padden Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Bedford Test Freeform Radio. I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire.
And we are here today to bring you lots of fun music.
On our last show of the semester.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
We're kind of in like surreal, I can't believe it's over mode, so
yeah,
you can share it with that with us.
Finishing up our sophomore year.
Claire's already
college.
Done.
Yes, I've already finished my sophomore year of college. Katie's still got a little
not
ways
bitter.
To go. But she's almost there.
I'm
We're
almost
really
there.
Proud of her. If you guys want to call in and give words of encouragement.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Would that be wonderful or would that be creepy? Let's go with wonderful.
That'll be wonderful.
yes, we are accepting all calls.
Any requests or anything?
Yeah, hit us up.
It's our last show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's our last show.
This has been our third semester DJing for you here at WMFO.
Third season. Very exciting.
Yeah, so we will very hopefully, almost definitely,
we'll be back.
Be back next fall. But we will be gone over the summer.
Mm-hmm. I'll be sad.
It will be sad.
But
it is appreciated to have a break. You know,
yes.
That's good.
And the fall semester is going to be even greater than it has been. So,
wow.
We're very excited.
All right. Like,
hey, we've only been going up.
A high bar for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Although I would say that this is our best semester yet.
Yeah.
We only get better.
It's true.
I would say. It's true. Practice makes improvement.
Yes. Practice does make improvement. Practice does not make perfect, but it makes improvement.
Yes.
Very good. So, Clara, how's your week been going? Because you've been done since when?
My week has been great. I submitted my last paper on Wednesday.
Oh, woo!
So, for the
very
past
exciting.
About 2 days, I've just been hanging out.
We still need to go to Sky Zone.
Yes.
Sky Zone.
I'm pretty sure we've discussed this on air like 40 times.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When are you leaving our humble abode?
I am leaving a week from yesterday. My mom is coming to pick me up on Thursday, the 12th of May.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to come say goodbye to me, you know, that's when I'm leaving. You gotta let me know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I will be going back to my humble abode back in New York.
Very exciting. We're all very excited for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. I think, you know, summer's good. Beach, sun. I hope it's sunny because this weather
I know. For It's been like 45 and overcast for the past like 4 days.
I haven't worn shorts in like a month.
Yeah, I'm not about this.
Yeah.
It's May and it's cold.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still wearing long pants. And
May Day, it was raining. It was raining.
Yeah. It's
Harvard Square always does this really fun festival on May Day. And I stumbled on it last year. Yeah. But it was raining and it was kind of sad.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it happened.
That? It's gross.
Yeah. Well, I knew.
It will get there.
It's good studying weather, actually, though, because I'm not as inclined to like go lay out on the press lawn because I would
but
get soaked
now
and dirty.
I have the time to just lie on the press lawn and take a nap. And I can't because it's cold. Although I have heard that from multiple people that they're glad it's not nice. So I guess for the overall campus, it's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. But, girl, watch a lot of Netflix.
Yeah, I have.
Take a nap.
Yeah.
It's good.
Catching up on my sleep, doing pretty much nothing. It's been real.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone can join me here in this beautiful paradise soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everyone will get there.
But for now, you are with us on this lovely hour.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of music to share with
you. Lots of music to share. It'll be very exciting. So why don't we open it up?
Does that mean play more songs? Is that what you're asking me to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can do that. All right. All right. I hope you guys enjoy them.
Easy on me. I know.
I bet you even know where we could go.
crazy getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good. How you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old. You spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives me crazy getting old.
I've never felt more alone. Feels so scary getting old. was there ever a girl so pretty? Do you think we'll be in love forever? Do you think we'll be in love?
Gotta be the love they gave away. And people like me wanna believe you when you say you've changed. The more I think about it now, the less I know. All I know is that you drove us.
Hello.
We are back. We had some great music.
Yeah,
lots of variety.
Been a while, but we're back.
Let's do like a song recap.
Yeah,
let's
do a song recap. We had a lot. So okay, bear with me here. So our first song was "The Wire" by Haim. Pretty sure.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. we have a lot of pronunciation issues.
We do, but we try,
yeah,
and that's what counts.
That's the first time I've ever said that out loud, so don't judge me. then followed by "The Mother We Share" by Churches.
Yes.
And then
Churches.
Churches. Yes.
Churches.
Yeah. Okay.
They spell it with a V.
Yeah, spell it with a V, but like
it's
could pronounce that because it would not really have any vowels. then "You're the Best" by Wet. Like a Virgin by Madonna, so throwing it back a little bit there. "Ribs" by Lord.
Love.
"Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go" by Wham.
"Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go."
Yeah, it's a good song. "Diet Mountain Dew" by Lana Del Rey.
Lana, very nice.
What?
Very nice,
oh,
Lana
thanks.
Del Rey.
"How to Be a Heartbreaker" by Marina
yes.
Diamonds. "Enjoy the Silence" by Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And "All You Had to Do Was Stay" by Taylor Swift.
You know, T-Swift never goes wrong.
Right? I also, in creating this playlist, my inspiration is sort of like some 80s stuff, some sort of 80s inspired modern stuff, a lot of poppy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're getting
yeah.
that vibe.
No, I like it. I like it. With. I like how you mixed a lot of different like decades and
yeah, I tried to get like the actual
doing some variety.
Like, retro stuff.
Yeah, you got some 80s in there, but we got a lot of like 2010s
but yeah,
stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Still 80s infused.
Yes, I like it a lot.
Thanks. So now Katie.
We have a PSA.
She's going to
PSA. Blackout emergency preparedness. This is very important.
Yeah. Hold on to your seats.
if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, God forbid, shut down, would you freak out?
Yes.
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? It's a good question.
Like my home, or like my dorm room home?
Like your dorm room home. Not long.
Yeah, not long.
Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days?
No.
How about a week?
No, definitely not.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's a good point.
Wow. Yeah, I'm confident that at my like house, we would last a long time because my parents are very prepared like that. Mm-hmm. In my dorm room house, I would last like a day. I don't have any water in there. But also, I think that's a little absurd.
Yeah.
I'm confident that the Tufts University would take care of me.
I mean, like, we would still be able to, like, drive around in a blackout. Like, during the day, right?
Yeah.
Right? You would still be able to, like, go and get water.
Well, it depends on what the blackout is from. You know, like, if you lose power because of a hurricane or something like that, then you're probably not going to be able to drive around.
Yeah.
Which has happened to me before.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Oh, fun fact.
You've been in a hurricane?
Yeah.
What? Wait, story time.
Yeah, okay, well, there's two stories here. One was that once a couple years ago, there was like a really bad snowstorm, and...
Yeah, I was here.
No, like where I live.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Come on, Katie, it's all about me. Oh, there's a loud noise happening outside, and I can't really hear myself talking anymore. But we're gonna continue...
Be prepared.
Yeah, okay, no. It snowed like a lot, and my neighbor's tree was like sort of dead-ish. And so, you know when like snow piles up on a tree branch, it can sometimes snap off.
Mm-hmm.
So a really big tree branch snapped off onto my driveway and like made like a nice little natural gate at the end of my driveway, which was great because that meant that we couldn't get our cars out. So, like, the snowstorm really wasn't that bad, and everyone else was, like, fine after, like, a day, but we were trapped inside for, like, a significant while.
Oh, no.
I mean, we borrowed cars from other people, but, like, we couldn't get our own cars out because there was a big branch in the way. And then it happened again in a hurricane a couple years later.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this time, it took out the power line as it was going down. So, everyone else in the neighborhood had power for 5 days, and we did not.
Oh, wow.
And it was rough.
Wow. That is rough. That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But also acknowledging the fact that a lot of people in that hurricane, it was Hurricane Sandy, I don't know if you...
Yeah, I was affected by Hurricane Sandy,
yeah, a lot of
Sandy
people
too.
In that hurricane, like, lost their homes.
It was
so
either...
I got off lucky.
So Hurricane Sandy wasn't, like, as bad for me.
Was Irene worse?
The big snowstorm, the October snowstorm.
Yeah, that's the one that knocked the tree branch.
Yeah, so we didn't have power for 12 days.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like
that's a really long
and
time.
Like we had like some branches fall down in like our driveway, so we couldn't get out. So my dad had to like go out there with a chainsaw and like cut
and
it up. And yeah, we didn't have power for a while. It was actually not that good. Like our
you
the high school
in your house.
Yeah,
for 12 days without power?
Not for 12. I mean, not. Yeah, I mean we didn't move.
Wow.
We didn't have school like. You couldn't.
It's like a dystopia.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
That's really scary.
Yeah. The high school had like a shelter and stuff because a lot of people didn't have hot water. Like we were lucky because we had like gas.
Okay.
So we were able to
like
have hot water.
And
and use stoves and cook, but a lot of people couldn't because if you have electric, like you
can't. Yeah, you don't have hot water either.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did have hot water, but we didn't have lights or heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somehow we had hot water, but we didn't have any heat.
Mm.
Which sucked because the house was like freezing.
Well, be prepared.
Dark. But yeah, anyway, the point is like have your candles and have your flashlights.
But
and
no
have...
candles. Candles are dangerous.
Oh, no candles? Well, candles aren't dangerous if you stay in the same room as them.
That's true.
The problem with candles, don't just light your whole house up with candles. But like if you're in a room and you're going to be there for a while, lighting a candle is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The flashlights, maybe an emergency
flashlights
generator.
Flashlights are good. Yeah.
You
generators are good.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Water.
Flashlights.
Food.
Yeah. Water.
Blankets. Board games.
Yeah, board games. Oh,
yeah.
My family played Blockus.
Yeah. What?
This game, Blockus.
I have never heard of
it. Oh,
before.
It's a great game. We played it for 12 days. It was pretty intense. And I would always pick the yellow tiles because I'm not going to launch into how to play this game, but like you couldn't really see the yellow tiles in Firelight because they were lighter than the red and the green ones. So like I would be able to like sneak around without people seeing me.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to look this game
anyway,
up because I've
anyway.
Heard it before.
But yeah.
Yeah,
be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for teaching us about that.
Be prepared.
Why are you doing that?
The Lion King song. For Scar.
I don't know that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyways.
Stop whispering.
It's
really
creepy.
We should
probably play some more music.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. I agree.
Yeah, we're going to play some more music. You can play Lion King.
I'm not playing the Lion King.
Fine. Whatever.
It doesn't go with my theme, Katie.
All right.
We'll be back.
All right. We'll be back.
Sam.
Come on, baby. Oh, this place that I'm to the right.
How on, you feel?
Now in my same world as ever. Things round and change. I said to you.
That I gaze on so fondly today, were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
And we are back.
For the last
goodbye.
One. I know.
Oh,
it's
I'm
so
getting
sad.
All emotional.
It won't hit me yet. I'll miss it. I'll be like, I'll come here next week and be like, wait, what?
No, I'll be already gone.
But we will be back next fall. The Pegasus Passion Show will endure.
We don't know what time yet.
But we'll pop up somewhere, so keep an eye out.
We'll be around. Yeah. You'll see us.
But yeah, well, for the songs that we played.
After that. We just had two, I think, right?
Yeah just a little
Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Beautiful.
And Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight
Some good
Runners.
Throwbacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're going to close out with one final song.
And then we will, we'll go.
We'll go. We
we'll
will
you guys
go.
In peace. And we will see you
next fall.
Next fall. Have a great summer, everybody.
Yeah. The sun's coming out. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. Good luck with finals.
Okay. Katie, we're going now.
All right.
I know it's hard to say goodbye.
We're going.
I don't want to.
Even shine.